Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I think of Avis, I think of steadfastness. And truth be told, I think that she would be proud that I remember her this way. She was diligent in everything she did, reliable to all sorts of people and groups throughout the Mission Valley, and I suppose even in Minnesota, huh? And could be counted on by all in her own quiet but ever-present way. Avis's loss, as others mentioned, has already been felt in our community, like a supporting cornerstone crumbling. One whose great and profound significance many did not fully realize until she was gone. A longtime church member here and friend of Avis said that she, quote, proved to be a strong, stubborn Montana woman. She could do or fix anything by herself. She helped me for many years at school. I always said she was the eyes in the back of my head. Kids did not get away with anything. That I appreciated. Also, you could set your watch by her arrival. She knew what it meant to be on time. Avis always did a little more than what was asked of her. Avis was humble and never asked for acknowledgement for all she did for others and the church. She was defiantly a servant of the Lord. We remember Avis today through the scriptures that she chose, and Psalm 27 in particular. The writer of Psalm 27 proudly declared, "One thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." I am encouraged by the notion of Avis living in the Lord's house. I am sure she is already a great heavenly caretaker, just as she cared for this place, Faith Lutheran Church here, God's house in Ronan. I have no doubt that she will take great joy and find everlasting fulfillment in caring for her heavenly home. I know that God delights in this too. As was mentioned, in our time of sharing, a few months back, Avis found herself in the hospital. Of course, she did not tell anybody around here. She was just quietly absent from the pews here for several Sundays, so people began to notice her and notice the absence of her ever steady presence from our community. But none of us knew where she was. Finally, after several weeks of not seeing her around, she called and let me know that she was in the hospital. Now, in good pastoral fashion, I made it right over to see her and pray with her. And for my part, the experience was pretty normal. I meet with people in the hospital all the time, and getting sick, having ailments, or getting injured in some way or another seems just to be part of life, right? For Avis, she could not hardly believe it. Fiercely independent, thriving on taking care of herself and taking care of others, she struggled to accept that she herself needed help in her time of need. She reluctantly reached out to me, her pastor, and I think she just did it because she felt it was her duty as a church member. Even when I met with her, I did not feel like she really wanted to be prayed for or anything like that. Coupled by the fact that she insisted, Jeanette, she insisted that I not tell anybody that she was in the hospital and she definitely didn't want to be added to the prayer list. Even in her time of need, she was fiercely independent and private and did not want others worrying about her. To me, that is just the way she was. She lived her life providing for herself and others. But how dare anyone return the favor? For all her many capabilities and self-reliance, though, there's one thing that Avis could not do for herself: save herself from death. For that, she diligently looked to God, who promises us life beyond our graves through the life, death, and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. In a way that Avis connected with her whole life long, she knew that God reached out to people in need by pouring out himself on the cross so that he might suffer on our behalf. Through his suffering and death, we are healed. Through his resurrected life, we are raised to new life beyond the grave, so that we might gather in our heavenly homes to live in praise of the Lord forever. As a final act of assistance and providing for others, Avis left instructions for this service we're having here today. She told us which hymns she would like included, which scriptures read, and even left instructions for flower bouquets. One flower bouquet and no more. A funny sense of humor indeed. I have to tell you, as a pastor who has done dozens of funerals, it is rare to have this kind of assistance from the ones that we are remembering. More profoundly, though, I appreciate that Avis is sharing a word of grace and good news with us here today as we gather in her memory. Not only did she participate in assisting with this service, she is actually speaking to us through the hymns that she chose and the scriptures that she cherished. So in closing, I want you all to listen to the last two verses of Psalm 27, as though Avis were speaking here to us all today. Imagine that these words are coming from Avis herself. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. And let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. May we all, like our beloved Avis, be strong and take courage, for in Christ we are promised that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.